Ann Skinner, president of the Williamstown League of Women Voters, says that in New England, it's a long-standing tradition for towns and town residents to make big decisions together at the yearly event.
The town meeting is our legislative body. We don't have a city council. We don't have legislators of sorts. The town meeting, which is open to any registered voter in the town, is how we set our budget, how we set our bylaws, any zoning changes and things like that.
Because of the tradition and gathering of people, Ann Skinner says that town officials are often chosen in May rather than November, unlike cities in New England or in adjoining states.
Since that happens around this time of year, it makes sense to elect the people who are going to administer whatever town meeting decides at about the same time of year.
Berkshire County is home to many communities classified as towns, and many new positions were filled. In Williamstown, about 13% of registered voters came out to the polls. Voters chose to elect Thomas Sheldon to another term on the Board of Selectmen. The town also elected members of the Planning Board, a new library trustee, and elementary school committee. In Lenox, 2 3-year terms on the select board were up for contest among 5 eligible candidates. Edward Lane and Channing Gibson received the most votes and were sworn in to their new positions. In Adams, Arthur Skip Harrington held onto his place on the Board of Selectmen, and John Duval, a former longtime member of the school committee, was also appointed to the board. 3 other candidates were defeated. About 25% of town voters contributed to the election. Several other Berkshire County towns, including Mount Washington, Ergamont, and Monterey, held elections at their annual meeting. In Great Barrington this week, voters struck down a title recognition of being declared a compassionate city in a campaign from Seattle-based Compassionate Action Network. The Berkshire town was recently recognized by Smithsonian Magazine as the #1 small town in America. A majority of voters decided that the city did not need the distinction, a recognition of values such as support for volunteer programs. Select Board Chair Sean Stanton says that he was surprised that voters turned down the title recognition.
I think it's okay. You make a statement every once in a while. You know, we do things like that on occasion, and it doesn't cost us anything. It's just basically making a statement to the rest of the country and the world that we're a compassionate city. Quite frankly, I'm actually surprised that anybody would get out of their seat to speak about it.
In communities across the state, towns also decided on major purchases, budgets, and other various town positions. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.